From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya. This follows a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Brahmaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
She said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability, as well as a verification process of the refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. French tech company OT Morpho, that supplied the electronic system that was used in Kenya's now nullified August election, said the biometric voter identification software needed for the October 17th rerun will not be ready by then. The date was set by the Election Commission following a Supreme Court ruling overturning the results of the August 8th election, won by incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. This is VOA News. The Caribbean island nation of Dominica took a direct hit overnight from Hurricane Maria after the storm rapidly strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane. That makes it capable of bringing life-threatening storm surges and flooding rains. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation. "We will need help, my friend. We will need help of all kinds," he said on his Facebook post. On the eve of his first address to the opening session of the 72nd UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump Monday warned that the U.S. might take additional measures to address Venezuela's longstanding economic and political crises. Mr. Trump met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the UN meeting.
"This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried."
Mr. Trump said people are starving and the country is collapsing. He called the situation completely unacceptable and said democracy must be restored soon. Earlier in the day, Mr. Trump called for United Nations reform.
"We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden."
Mr. Trump is scheduled to address the UN General Assembly soon this morning. Iraq's top court Monday temporarily suspended next week's planned referendum on independence in the semi-autonomous northern Kurdistan region. It's a vote strongly opposed by the central government and several other nations, including the United States. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the Iraqi Kurds must be careful.
"The Kurds will have to think twice before they actually go ahead with it. But the way things stand, they've gone this far out, it's unlikely that they'll be willing to walk away from it."
The vote is scheduled for September 25th and involves three provinces. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said a yes vote won't lead to immediate independence, but will kickstart serious discussions with Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced on Monday that the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. That represents an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces there now. The new deployment will raise the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan to over 14,000 as the 16th anniversary of the war there approaches. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.